Welcome back to Hour 2 of this Wednesday edition of Cook and Pony. I'm Ron Cook. My partner, Andrew Filippone, has the rest of the week off. He'll be back with me Monday at 10 o'clock. I'm pleased to join in now to wrap up the football season, if you will. We have him on every Wednesday at 11 o'clock. My pal and colleague from the Post-Gazette, our Steelers insider, Ed Bouchette. And Ed, after spending 8 or 9 days in Minneapolis, I'm thinking you feel right at home with this weather, huh?
Well, actually, this feels like I'm in balmy weather compared to what we had out there, Ron.
Was it as bad as it looked? I mean, I guess minus 9 or minus 18 is what it is, right?
Yeah, the only good thing was I didn't have to drive in it. Others drove me, and there wasn't a lot of snow. We got snow Saturday, so the streets were pretty bare. You know, they do a good job of that, as you can imagine. They're prepared.
Well, Ed, you've trended on Twitter on many occasions, I guess most recently for the story about Le'Veon Bell missing the walkthrough before the playoff game and then showing up late. I don't know that you've ever trended because of your dog, though. The video of Little Poppy welcoming you home on Monday was pretty cool.
Yeah, you'd think I had just come home from a tour of duty somewhere rather than the Super Bowl. I give my girlfriend Annie props because she prepares him for that. She gets him all worked up.
Well, I'm feeling my guess is that he was a lot happier to see you than maybe she was.
You got that right. No, she was happy to see me. I was happy to get home, and you know, even though the Super Bowl is a nice gig, I'm always happy to get home, Ron, and talk to you.
Ed, what stands out in your mind about that game? The Eagles pulling off the win. You know, Ed had everything. I mean, great plays. The quarterbacks were great. Al Riveron had some calls, some debatable calls, I might add. What stood out about the Eagles win for you?
Well, it didn't have everything, Ron. It didn't have any defense on either side. There was one punt in the whole game.
True.
It just shows you how this, you know, they used to say defense wins championships, and no more. They lose championships, actually. Those two calls that you just mentioned, Ron, the touchdowns by the Eagles, I thought they were properly called. I didn't think there was enough evidence to overturn either. Same as Jesse James' call. It shouldn't have been overturned. And, you know, the Steelers can complain about that from here to eternity, but I think that call helped push it the other way. I think the NFL came down on Riveron to tell him, okay, enough. Stop micromanaging.
Well, yeah, except the next week, though, he took one away from, was it the Jets, I believe. But I said the same thing when I saw it in the Super Bowl. I said, the league took so much grief over the James play. They're not going to take it over this one. They're not.
Right. No, they didn't. And the other thing, Ron, I mean, I didn't do it in the paper, but I picked the Eagles. I thought actually they would beat them more soundly than they did. I thought the way Foles played in the NFC Championship game, the way the Patriots played in their championship game at home, and the Eagles' defense, which I guess didn't show up much for the game, but the way they've been playing, I just thought the Eagles should have been favored.
Ed, what'd you think about Foles' game? Andrew and I had a spirited debate about this Monday, and I told him I thought he was ridiculous. He goes, he got to make him the starter going into next season over Wentz. I said, are you out of your mind? Wentz was going to be the MVP of the league when he got hurt. He's generally considered the best young quarterback in the league, soon to be maybe the best quarterback overall. I'm thinking you got to stick with him. Maybe you agree with Andrew.
No, I don't, Ron. Wentz is your guy. Foles will be the backup next year, and then he'll go in free agency. The only thing is, that knee injury by Wentz, what was it, December 11th? December,
I think it was 10th, like the 13th or 14th game.
14th game. It's an ACL, and I was told by a doctor it's more concerning is the lateral collateral ligament, which you don't hear much about. But that's going to restrict his movement. He may not be ready to start the season, Ron, and they'll go with Foles. And that gives them a luxury of allowing that, not to rush him back, not that they would if he was still hurt. But, you know, I think Rod Woodson rushed back the year he hurt his to play in a Super Bowl. And I think that hurt him. So I think they have a position of luxury with Foles. He could start the season, and then when Wentz is ready, he can take over. And you have a great backup in case he gets hurt again. As we saw this year, it's not going to derail your Super Bowl.
Ed, what was the scuttlebutt about Malcolm Butler not playing one play on the special teams? All this stuff comes out. Well, maybe he was late. He missed a curfew. I haven't read one report that marijuana might involved. He comes out yesterday and says it's ridiculous. I never missed a curfew. I never did any of the stuff I'm accused of. You know, it certainly looked like Belichick might be disciplining him for something, but, man, it would have hurt the team. I think he did hurt the team by not playing him.
Well, it didn't help, that's for sure, Ron. I mean, all those points they gave up, maybe he could have prevented one score, and that might have been the difference. We saw what he did a few Super Bowls ago when he intercepted that pass against Seattle at the end to win it. And that's really the first time anybody heard of Malcolm Butler. But, you know, he started 98%. He played 98% of their snaps, and then you don't play him at all in the Super Bowl. It's ridiculous. There had to be real strong reasons for it.
That's what I said. He must have done something really heinous because, I could see holding them out a series, even a quarter, maybe a half, but aren't you punishing the rest of your team? You're punishing Tom Brady and Gronkowski by not playing your best guys.
You got it, Ron. I think Mike Tomlin said that once. Somebody asked him why he didn't discipline a certain player, and I can't remember right now who that was.
He told me. It was about Antonio Brown, about when his celebrations, and he goes, what do you want me to do, bench him?
Right, that's right. He told you. I'm sorry I forgot that. Yeah, it's exactly right. Now, he did bench Santonio Holmes once. It was a regular season game against the Giants. You remember what he did, and that's the only time I can really remember. I mean, he didn't do anything to Le'Veon Bell, for sure, in the AFC playoff game this year.
That's got to be a tough situation for coaches, I would think.
I would think so, too.
You know, I mean, you got to have rules, and you got to try to enforce the rules. Yet in a playoff game or a Super Bowl, man, you're hurting the rest of your team. And if Belichick, hey, he's a lot smarter than me. He's won five of them, but my goodness, I was shocked when the guy didn't play.
Yeah, you know, if maybe the better thing would have been to just come out where everybody's at the Super Bowl and you get all this media attention, just say what he did and then say, but I'm not going to hurt the rest of the players, I'm going to play them. And that's kind of a public scolding, and he's going to be a free agent, and, you know, maybe that affects him.
You know what, too, I'm surprised. If you're not going to play him, then why do you even activate him, dress him? You're using a roster spot there, aren't you, for nothing?
Yeah, and I don't know what their situation was, who they put down. Ron, maybe it didn't matter. He played on one
play.
And maybe they would have played him if somebody got hurt, too, during the game, another corner.
We're talking to Ed Bouchette from the PG, our Steelers insider here at 93.7 The Fan. Ed, what did you think about the running backs by committee that was used by both teams, both the Eagles and Patriots, multiple running backs, none of whom come close to making $15 million a year? And I don't know where – I know you've been on record as saying you're not at all convinced the Steelers are going to do a new deal with Le'Veon Bell. Are you in favor of a new deal, or did that game maybe change your thinking at all?
Well, the thing with Le'Veon is, Ron, I think he's pricing himself out of the job. If he's threatening to sit out the season, which I think are obvious idle threats, if they only want to pay him $14.7 million on a franchise tag, then something's wrong. And then he wants $15, $17 million a year. I don't even know where it stands anymore. It keeps rising. You have other needs. You have other players on your team who need to be paid. There's a salary cap. So if you give him more of the pie, some people get less. And I'm wondering if his own teammates don't look at him with crooked eyes.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just, I'm a big fan of him. I think he's a unique talent. I'm not in favor of letting talent just walk away for nothing. I'm still, you know, I don't know if I want a multi-year deal. I still take one more crack with them. If it's 14-7, whatever it is next year.
Where are you getting the money, Ron?
I know.
Where are you getting the cap room?
Well, isn't it going to go up? Isn't it going to go up a little bit next year? And I'm not talking about doing this for a long term. I'm just saying one more year and literally run the wheels off of them like they did Willie Parker.
And you have no money left. It's not going up $15 million. Some people think it might go as high as 10.
Well, yeah, okay, but you already paid him $12 million this year, so you're only talking about $2.5 million more, not $15 million more.
I think they're only $3 million over the cap of 51 players. So you do the math.
Well,
where are you finding it?
Yeah, you know, you bring up a very good point. Speaking of Le'Veon, back on social media again yesterday. I thought this was priceless. Talking about how he didn't think his teammates were focused early in the Jacksonville game. And also said something about, I guess, Todd Haley called bad plays that Ben doesn't like on third down. First of all, I don't know if I'm Le'Veon. I missed the walkthrough the day before and show up late. Whether I had an excuse or not, I'm going on social media and complaining about somebody else's focus.
Yeah, he's had a lot to say, Ron. And I know last year Art Rooney said about Antonio Brown on the Facebook Live, and he called them little annoyances. These may be more than little annoyances. He keeps talking and talking. You know, he's going to hold out. He says that before the Jacksonville game. Then he says he's looking forward to the AFC title game against New England before the Jacksonville game. And he went on Radio Row at the Super Bowl and just started lighting things up. I don't think that's going over big over on the South Side.
No, I don't either. And I don't know if they probably appreciated. I guess Jerome Bettis was on one of the radio shows saying that he put a lot of the blame in the Jacksonville game on Tomlin, said he didn't have his team prepared for that game. And I think Andrew told me that he saw that Le'Veon liked that comment, which another I think, bad mistake by Le'Veon. But Jerome saying that carries a lot of weight, I would think.
Yeah, but he's in the media. He's not a player anymore. He never played for Tomlin, Ron. And, you know, he's speaking the truth. I mean, did any of us think they were prepared for that game? I mean, I didn't. Just the way they were all talking and yapping. And I mean, Mike was talking about the AFC title game back in November. Maybe he was talking about next year's title game.
Yeah, because he never made it to the one this year, did he?
He didn't.
That's for sure. Ed, you're on the Hall of Fame committee. Faneca didn't get in. He made a little more progress, what, from 15 to 10, but didn't make the final cut. Do you feel better, worse about him getting in? And what bothered me, no lineman got in again. No lineman got in again, and I don't know that that's going to help him.
Well, I think that's the reason, Ron, is that no lineman. There were five of them, and four of them advanced to the final 10. I think voters just split their votes on various linemen, and that's what happened. It's a good class, though. I don't know that I'd take anybody out of that class and replace them with anyone as deserving as Allen is. I think he made progress despite the fact so did three other linemen. I heard a lot more positive stuff about Allen this time around. Joe Jacoby was one of the five, and he's not eligible next year as a modern candidate, so that'll eliminate him. But they need to – one or two needs to get in to get the logjam out. And I think that'll happen next year. I'd like to see Allen be one of them.
We're talking to Ed Bouchette of the PGR Steelers Insider here at 93.7 The Fan. Ed, I was a little bit surprised you guys put in two wide receivers. What was that debate like with Moss and Owens? And we both know Owens had a couple shots at it and, kind of character issues held him back. What was the difference this year, and how come two wide receivers?
I don't know how close it was, but I have, there were two linebackers, inside linebackers too, Ron. I think people wanted to put the best players in. And like I said, I think that's a good class. The Owens debate is, he was flash and dash. He caught a lot of passes, never on champions. He caused problems for coaches. Reed suspended him, in the end, and it was a lively debate. It was like 45 minutes long just on him. I think in the end, the production by both players just, trumped everything.
Ty Law, did he go by the wayside from 15 to 10?
Yeah, he did. He was among the 10 last year, too. I saw a little maybe slippage there, though, in his support.
Ed, I know you're a hockey fan, especially come playoff time. I don't know if you had a chance to tune in last night. Did you see Ryan Shazier at the game, or at least did you see it on social media today?
Yeah, I saw it on social media, Ron. I didn't watch the game.
Your thoughts on him standing up like that? He needed some help. I saw he clarified the report that he was walking, said, yeah, he's getting feeling, but he still needs help. But I thought it was a pretty cool moment last night when he actually was able to stand up out of his chair.
Yeah, it was a good moment, Ron. What I don't like is these reports and people regurgitating them. You know, there's one report by ESPN that he's walking, and there's another report by Michelle Tafoya that he's really not. And then Shazier says correct, and we all pick these things up. I'm not including me because I'm staying out of it unless I report it or unless Shazier, the Steelers, or his doctors report it. But people are picking this stuff up and going with it like it's true. Like there's a report he's walking, and everybody's going, yeah. And then it's false. So I'm glad to see that things like last night, you know, things at the stadium, the picture of him and Ben that he had on his Instagram where he's standing. Ben is supporting him a little bit, but he's obviously strong enough to stand. You know, that you don't stand if you're paralyzed, Ron. So let's just hope he can continue to make progress that it leads to a normal life for him.
Ed, real quickly before we let you go, what do you think's going on in New England? Josh McDaniels takes the Indianapolis Colts job, and I think it's terrible to take it. The team announces it, and then he reneges on it. Now I see they offered the defensive coordinator's job to Greg Schiano. Belichick has been an incredible supporter of Schiano and came out really publicly supporting him when Tennessee offered him the job and then pulled it back. What do you think's going on up there? Do you think McDaniels maybe has been told he will be replacing Belichick?
I don't know what's going through that guy's mind. I mean, that's terrible to do that. If you don't want the job, that's one thing. Don't do it right up to letting them make an announcement.
You make the team look like idiots. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, to me, the Patriots and McDaniels are the idiots. They're the ones that look like idiots. I mean, Belichick did the same thing with the Jets. Parcells, his mentor, has done the same thing with Tampa Bay. You know, you take a job and you turn it down. It's that tree, I suppose, that coaching tree.
Well, you know, there are reports that they offered McDaniels a lot more money to stay, that he didn't want to move his family out of New England. I just wonder if he was designated as the heir apparent when the time comes with Belichick. Although, do you feel like, in your mind, we heard Gronkowski say he may not be back? I don't necessarily believe that. Are you 90%, 100% convinced that Belichick, Brady, and Gronkowski will be back?
Ron, I'm not close to that situation up there. I'd be surprised if any of them. I mean, Brady said he's coming back. I'd be surprised if Belichick doesn't, especially after losing a Super Bowl that way. You know, he can get one more and put himself out there in a stratosphere with six. I think they'll be back next year. It's just my guess.
Do you sense there was some relief and satisfaction at Steelers headquarters that they didn't match the Steelers with six?
Ron, I think it's the entire world outside of the New England states that were thrilled, not just Pittsburgh. I mean, I sense that everywhere. I mean, you know, Philadelphia, their fans have been waiting a long time, and I know what you said about their fans. I don't think they're that bad. I think there were riots in Pittsburgh on some championships in Oakland and everywhere else, Southside. So I think that I'm happy for them.
Well, we can agree to disagree, Ed, because I'm
all those others.
I'm sick for them. It kills me that those fans get to celebrate, and I guess they didn't burn. They didn't burn down the city too bad. So, Ed, welcome home.
Parade's not till tomorrow, though.
but I think the worst was going to be done Sunday night. Welcome back home. I'll let you get back to your love fest with Poppy, and I look forward to you having some time off, but we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Ron. We'll see you later.
All right, Ed Bouchette.